We pray in the collect today. Almighty eternal God, look with mercy upon our infirmities. And in the gospel, we read, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy. And Jesus saith to him, I will come and heal him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There must have been something very special about our Lord for the people who lived in his day truly felt, truly believed that our Lord was welcoming. He was pleasant, approachable. He would take an interest, a personal interest, in their individual cases and always listened with concern. He didn't keep them at arm's length like so many people tend to do. He was kind and genial. And those are the virtues which drew people to him. Sure, he was God, but he was a welcoming God. People felt at ease in his presence. Even the children, remember, flocked to him, and there they sat on his knee and were embraced by our blessed Lord. So this shows itself in today's gospel. You might have missed it if you weren't paying attention. Take note of it, though. Our Lord had just come down from the mountain where he would often pray at night. Already at the foot of the mountain, he was busy. It said that a great multitude surrounded him. And of course, you know what they were doing. They were asking for favors and miracles, for prayers, and this thing and that thing. They wanted just a word, some word of consolation from the sacred lips of God. But he had just healed a leper and entered into the town of Capernaum, and there he met a certain man. He was a centurion. This man approached. Lord, he said, my servant is at home sick. Notice he doesn't ask anything directly. And yet, with all of this noise among the crowd, all of the people around, our blessed Lord stops. He gives all of his attention to that one man who says, Lord, my servant is sick. He not only listens with concern to his problem, but he even offers, without ever being asked, he offers to go down to the centurion's house and heal this servant. Now, our Lord came to earth, in part anyway, to set us an example of the virtues that he wants us to imitate. He intended to show us not only the big virtues, such as humility and meekness, patience, but he wanted us also to learn from him the little virtues, the tiny ones, of which you receive so many opportunities every day. How about kindness and geniality? Those are two very good ones. Father Faber says, though, kindness is too often left uncultivated because men do not sufficiently understand its value. If they would, he said, if they would add a little common kindness to their uncommon graces, they would convert 10 rather than just one soul to Catholicism. And then he continues, kindness as a grace is not sufficiently cultivated. Now, there's a feature of kindness that makes this virtue even more attractive. It's called geniality. What does that mean? Geniality is this. It is someone who is genial, is pleasant. He is approachable. He shows a friendly concern or interest in someone else's problems. And he is always willing to help. Father Faber continues. He says, a kind-worded man is a genial man, and a geniality is power. Nothing sets wrong right as much as geniality. And he says also, it is this quality which causes a superior to treat those men below him as fellow creatures and not as simple underlings to be pushed around and bossed about. Geniality is also what further cements friendships together. It makes a man sure of his friend, Father Faber says, and it secures and opens his heart. Think of your own life. Who is not won over by somebody that shows a genuine interest in those things that concern you? A priest who spends his time with you, perhaps, or a friend who, when you're suffering, truly does show a genuine interest in your problems. Leo DuPont, you've probably heard that name. He was the great apostle of the Holy Face devotion. One of his greatest virtues was geniality. If someone was ill in a house of someone that he knew, he always found time to go and make a visit and inquire about the sick person. Once there was a person, a lady, who was confined to her room for a whole month. She wasn't allowed to leave because she had measles. Her four children had it too, so you can imagine how difficult it was in that household. But further, no one visited. No one came to bring them food or to help out. But Mr. DuPont would visit several times in the week and speak with them and give them whatever other help they needed. Another time, there was a small girl who was very ill, and the doctors gave up all hope of recovery. So Mr. DuPont, he went out of his way to show a great kindness to this little girl, and he came and knelt by her cradle every day and prayed for her healing. They say of him also that his geniality, his kindness to the sick who made pilgrimages to the Holy Face, which was a miraculous image, remember, it was astounding. A story is told, one last story, of a servant in one of the nearby religious houses who was sick. He had some sort of throat issue that made it hard for him to speak and hard for him to eat. So he came to Leo DuPont's house. Just as DuPont was leaving his house to go somewhere else. And so this lady, or this servant, rather, pulls his arm and pulls it hard and looks at him and said, I was going to come to your house to be cured by you. And he dropped everything. When most people would say, I've got things to do, come back later, he dropped everything. And he asked if she would be willing to drink a little bit of the oil that burned before the image of the miraculous Holy Face. She said yes, so they began praying the litanies. The pain went away. Her voice became strong, and the more she talked, the stronger it became. But she wasn't quite cured yet. Even after she had eaten a little bit, it was noticed that she needed a more nourishing diet. So do you know what Mr. DuPont did? Did he send her away? Did he send her to a doctor? No. He offered to take her in, She stayed for a whole month, and he cooked all of those nourishing meals for her and cleaned up after her. And this lady admitted that she never forgot this genuine act of kindness that went over and above the call of duty. My dear faithful, over the past month or so especially, I have both experienced and seen the kindness of so many of you here at St. Gertrude's, and also in throughout the missions. Get well cards have been sent to the sick, and when I was sick, how many encouraging words I received. When my father died, the prayers that were offered for him, the masses still being submitted for the repose of his soul. What kindness. The spiritual bouquets that were offered for my mother and her consolation, the genuine concern for someone else's situation. It was a beautiful thing, really, to see. And this is a virtue, this kindness and geniality. It is a virtue that makes us more Christ-like. It is a virtue that cements friendships together and pacifies hurt feelings. It makes us approachable and draws souls to the Catholic faith. Your day is made up of opportunities for little things. Don't miss the opportunity to practice kindness simply because you're always looking for the opportunity for big virtues. It's the small ones that are often given you to practice. Don't miss it. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.